Let's open our Bibles tonight, going back into that precious sixth chapter of the book of Galatians. And brothers and sisters, tonight, and I'm thankful to the Lord every time because it's His Word, this is such a precious portion of Scripture. And I pray tonight that this would be such a convicting portion of Scripture because the Word is all powerful. And I'm so thankful to God that as Sister prayed, and I know because it's what He does. It's not because I see anything, because we believe His Word. And His Word works effectually in them that believe. As we believe the Word of God, we transform from glory to glory into His very image. We become the people not that we ever thought we could be, because it's beyond anything you could ask or think. That's His exceeding abundance. But becoming the men and women of God we never, ever even imagined we could be. And that's the truth. But this is so priceless tonight, brothers and sisters, because tonight we're going to read some portion of Scripture here that talks about the priceless value of the whole counsel of God. The value of rightfully divided word of truth. And praise be to God that we're here to rejoice in Him, the Word, Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. So let's go ahead and begin reading from the sixth verse of the sixth chapter, and we'll read through the tenth verse. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us, speaking to us, not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Now praise God. This sixth verse, as we begin here tonight, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. This begins to speak, brothers and sisters, to teachers of the word of God and those that are receiving the teaching of the word of God. And it's getting to be even more specific here because the Spirit is moving Paul to be bold in the Lord. And he's specifically referring to teachers and to hearers of the Word of God that are as Paul. And when I say that they are as Paul, there's a verse, a sweet verse in Acts 20:27, where Paul is encouraged to say, I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Brothers and sisters, it is vitally important that we submit by God's grace and covet and desire to be in a ministry where it is taught the whole or all the counsel of God. And I believe we're gathered here tonight because of that precious grace that's touched our lives, that we want to come and we want to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And yes, these are they that preach the whole counsel of God. This is what this is speaking of. Them that rightfully divide the truth. Now again, this isn't some special club. This isn't some just unique sort of ones that went to such and such this, or maybe to over here, or they studied under this, or, you know, they were born in this household. No, this is by my Spirit, saith the Lord. In the Word of God, it says very clearly, he that wills to know will know of the will of God. And the will of God is so absolutely clear and simple throughout the Word so many different times. I would that all men be saved and come unto the full, exact, intimate knowledge of the truth. And yes, I do add that. Not that I'm adding. It's what it says. Sometimes I wish I knew Greek in certain ways, but at the same time, I don't need to know Greek. I just need to trust God. I know people that have went after knowing Greek and Hebrew and different things, and unfortunately, they became a little bit vain in their own imagination, a little bit haughty in their own understanding. And I'm going to tell you something. This is not of men. Neither did men conceive this. This message is of God. And praise the Lord. It just so happens that Christ liveth in me, and praise his name. I know that even if I be otherwise minded, he will make that known unto me, because he is faithful and true. And he that's faithful and true happens to live in the children of God. Isn't that wonderful? You talk about the peace that passes all understanding, how much God is for us. And if God be for us, who could be against us? But brothers and sisters, this is so precious because this is, again, the ones that are preaching and receiving the whole counsel of God, the rightfully divided truth, and speak nothing but truth and love. Nothing but by God's grace, the word of his grace, that we know builds us up and completes the masterpiece, and thus will have us ready to be offered as the bride, the Lamb's wife. Now, some people will say, now, brother, that's a lot to read in there to verse 6. And I'll tell you this, this is no stretch of the true meaning of this verse. And I would like to, well, I should say the Holy Spirit encouraging us tonight to even divide this down a little bit more. Because it's precisely the meaning of this verse. Because as you start out here, it's precisely the meaning of the word all. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. That word all, brothers and sisters, it means nothing lacking. It means complete. It means entire. And then that those two words, good things, it means those things that are excellent. Praise God. So all the things that are excellent. I'd like to share with you just a few verses that share that same meaning of the good things, all those things that are excellent. Let's go read this. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. It says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus," and here it is, "unto good works." Those things that are excellent, praise be to God, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now turn over with me to Philippians 1:6. These are some real highlight verses in the Word of God that share this same meaning. And in Philippians 1:6 it says, "Being confident." See, being confident. That means don't be swayed any other way, but confident in this. "Of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work," we're talking again about the excellent things, "in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." Aren't we thankful we can trust in him? And then in 2 Timothy, let's go over to the third chapter there. And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 17, it says that the man of God may be perfect. That means completely grown, fully complete, thoroughly furnished, unto all good works, all excellent things. And praise God, brothers and sisters, there's no doubt. How much clearer could it be? Again, this is the one that we know who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And we read that in 1 Timothy 2:4. Brothers and sisters, this is clear. This isn't something we guess about. And see, if we want to just skate through the Word of God and just read it as novel reading, I guess it can just go right on by. But by His grace and by His Spirit, we're rightfully dividing the Word of truth. And I'm so grateful to God that I can rejoice with you here tonight, knowing that He wants us to be filled with all the fullness of God. He wants us to press and to reach for that high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He wants us by God's grace to receive that anointing and encouragement in our lives, if by any means I might attain unto the out resurrection. He loves us. He so passionately loves us, brothers and sisters. He wants us to rise up and come away, my love, my fair one. That's the calling that's upon us. Brothers and sisters, that's the calling that God is so intimately giving to each and every one of his children if we'll just receive it. But this again are those that have received such teaching. And you'll notice here it says, communicate unto him that teaches us. And that word communicate, brothers and sisters, has a very precious meaning in it. There's many meanings I hear about, but I think the one that strikes my heart the most is it means to become a partner. It means to be a co-laborer. It means to be a yoke fellow in like precious faith. That's the one in Christ. That's the unity of the Spirit. Praise God. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that all of us are going to be called and appointed of the Lord to be teachers. But by the grace of God, we should all glory in the same doctrine. We all, by God's grace, have that same passion of heart. We all, by God's grace, want to be ready. God has given all of us a ministry. I hope you understand that. And it's not your ministry and it's not my ministry. It's the Lord's ministry. And the ministry is to be ready to give every man an answer that would inquire about the hope that lies within you. And that's talking about maybe your spouse. That might even be your children. And I hope that your children see the hope that lies within you in your own home. You're awful quiet. But it's the truth. By God's grace, I do believe that a lot of times we pass the most intimate ones in our lives by. Somehow we're too close in a way to maybe share the word of God. It's crazy, but that's how the enemy does it. Sometimes we might even feel more comfortable sharing the word of God with somebody we don't know than one of our family members. Somebody I've grown up with, and maybe we didn't share the Lord growing up in life, so that's kind of what we go back to is what we know. And I'm encouraging you, Christ liveth in you. And don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's who you are. And it's not that you're trying to jam something down anybody's throat. By God's grace, don't ever do that. The word of God is too precious. It's too good. It's a privilege to receive the word of God. It's a privilege to live by God's grace for Jesus. And it's just allowing Christ to live in us, isn't it? Praise the Lord. To be magnified in our lives. But brothers and sisters, I am so thankful that we can live this life and God can use us because of his grace beyond anything that we could ever imagine for the furtherance of the gospel. See, we don't realize that most of the time it's not in what we say. God allows people to observe us and they watch us. Now, I don't get all freaked out who's watching me, but at the same time, I do want to just live my life by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave his life for me. And I know that that's going to convict people. And by God's grace, it's going to convict people one of two ways. And it's going to be the same way every time. Neutral, they cannot be. When you live by God's grace, Christ in you, the hope of glory, I mean really live that, people will come two ways with you. They'll either love and respect and want more of that and more of that relationship, or they will begin to withdraw. They might even begin to hate and despise. But the Lord says, be good unto them that despitefully use you. And if by God's grace you've been living Christ in you, the hope of glory, and you suffer for Christ's name's sake, happy are ye. Rejoice, brothers and sisters. It's a precious thing. And again, don't be high-minded in that, but all glory to God. Because that's his faithfulness. And we're so thankful how the Lord encourages us in that. But this partnering, brothers and sisters, or this yoke fellowship, and I've heard this expressed, and I appreciate how Brother Copley brings this out. Yes, it does incorporate the meaning of when it says here to communicate unto them. It also incorporates the meaning of supporting the truth. And a lot of people only think of supporting the truth. And it is an important part because it's a part of our worship is tithing. I understand that. But it's our attendance, brothers and sisters. It is. It's our fellowship with one another. That's as important as anything. As the Word of God says, to assemble or gather ourselves, the much the more as we see that day approaching. And I'm so thankful that by God's grace that we rejoice in that day, that moment of the Lord's day beginning, that moment when the trump shall sound and the dead in Christ arise. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds forever to be with the Lord. And I'm so thankful to Jesus that that's something that it's not just a far dream of a somewhere. That's the reality of what we live, that Christ could call us home at any moment. And I'm so grateful for that, brothers and sisters. But that's what this precious meaning as well is this supporting of the truth. And supporting the truth, brothers and sisters, in attendance, in fellowship, and with our tithes is a very vital part of the evidence of living our faith. Think about that, living our faith. See, our faith is not just in word only, but it's in deed and in truth. There's a follow-through. And it's not a follow-through of what I need to do, or again, as I say sometimes, what would Jesus do? It's allowing Christ to live in me. And when Christ lives in me, this word is fulfilled. I'm so thankful. It just happens. I don't think about it because it's the Lord living in my life. Love happens. It's so wonderful. It just comes through. You begin to love everyone. You begin to want to come to church. We have a hard time getting you to leave the church. It's a wonderful thing. When I say leave the church, you know, after the service is done. But it's a precious thing when you see ones gathered and they love to be together. And we have such a precious time each time we get together. But I'm so fond of how the Lord is continuing. And it's His work. This is His love. This is His body. But brothers and sisters, I really do feel much times that we have a camp meeting every Friday to Sunday. It's awesome. And I'm so thankful to Jesus. I appreciate the camp meetings we have and the conventions that we have. And that's a precious time. But God gives us precious time always because He never changes. And if we'll enter into that, brothers and sisters, there's an intimacy. There's an intimacy tonight. That's the same intimacy that we always have with the Lord. We're at the throne of grace. We've come boldly. We're in Jesus' name. We're delighting before the Godhead. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful to the Lord that healing is going on right now because faith is being built in our lives. Do you believe it? I pray you do, because it's happening whether you believe it or not. It's just, do you want to see it afar off? Or do you want to say, you know what? I need that mantle. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful that God has called us this way. But brothers and sisters, I know, and I'm thankful that I know because of the grace of God, who takes care of me? Who takes care of this meeting? Who takes care of everything that goes on in this place? And that is our Heavenly Father. But for all of our sakes, we had best sow our attention and our efforts, and yes, our giving to support those teaching in all good things. Listen to this word. It says in all good things, not in some good things, not in part of good things, but all good things. It's very vitally important, brothers and sisters. How can we be filled with all the fullness of God if we're not receiving that message? It's the truth, because it's the Word that works effectually. Amen? Amen, it's the Word of God. And God help us to stand for all the truth. As the Word goes on to say here tonight in verse 7, be not deceived. See, we're quick to be deceived because we want to use our minds and try to reason something out. Brothers and sisters, I've said this very many times, and I say it at least probably once a week, if not every other week. The whole counsel of God is not confined to these walls. And it's not guaranteed to be in these walls. But I know one thing, it's His will for it to be within these walls. And I know it's His will to be in every pulpit. But we need to be willing to allow the will of God have control in the meeting. Praise God. This is His desire. This is His want, brothers and sisters. This isn't happening because we all came here and want this to happen. This is the grace of God. And that's what we need to understand, that this is His workmanship. We are His workmanship. Nothing can happen without the anointing of the Lord. And I am so grateful to God that He's caused us to be hearers of this wonderful word. And that's why it says here, be not deceived. And this is to the teachers and to the hearers. For whatsoever a man sows, whatsoever you're putting in your garden, whatsoever you're sowing into your life, that is exactly what you're going to reap. And don't look at these things naturally. You look at this naturally and you'll say, well, I see some people being lazy and some things. Hey, let me tell you something. The Word of God already said this. I've seen fools riding and princes walking. You start looking at things naturally and it's going to be all cockamamie to you. Because man's ways aren't God's ways. And man's wisdom is foolishness to God. And He is so far ahead. And all of this, laws of that and laws of this and nature and different things, that's God set these things up, but they're nothing to God. Because there's complete liberty and freedom in that. Oh, Jesus, help us. But it says, be not deceived. Teachers that mix in error with their teaching. And that's what we're reading about with these Galatians, brothers and sisters. Know this. We're talking about mixing in self-righteousness or law-keeping, as did these ones that bewitched these Galatians. If that's what you'll go after, you will reap leanness in your soul. That's exactly what happens, because that's what the Word of God says will happen. Oh, it might draw big crowds. Matter of fact, it does a lot of times. Well, brother, if you don't preach that, or if you tone this down a little bit, and if we could maybe emphasize the gym and the climbing wall, coffee, donuts at the door, I don't want to use any other bait. I want to run from that. I do. Because I want it to be the sincerity of the love of the Word of God that brings you into this place. If it's not the Word, it's just something that's entertaining you for a time, and it'll pass. You drink of this water, and you'll never thirst again. Isn't that awesome? I love it. It's so wonderfully beautiful. It's so perfect in its completion. But brothers and sisters, it might draw big crowds. It might even deceive many unwise that are after every wind of doctrine. And it will fleece them. I've seen it do that to people. And I'm sorry for that. But again, you reap what you sow. Know it. This is the Word of God. It will not be any other way. And I love the directness of the Word of God, but I really love the directness and the intensity in Galatians. Paul is encouraged of the Holy Spirit. He's getting after it. And it's not just for the people, it's for himself too. He's encouraging himself in the Lord, in the Word of God. But brothers and sisters, we must understand this, that if that's what we're going to go after, it doesn't matter how big the crowds are, it doesn't matter how much money and how many buildings we were able to build, if it's not all good things, it's going to burn, because if it's not all good things, it's going to amount to wood, hay, and stubble. Amen. And that is the truth. And wood, hay, and stubble, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that junk, but the gold, silver, and precious stone, it's rare. And by his grace again, that's what we need to say, Lord, help me to want to pursue that. Help me, Lord God, to get a vision for the deep things of God by your Spirit, that I wouldn't be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, that I wouldn't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, that I would preach that and stand and withstand, and having done all to stand. I grew up in this place. I did. And I'm so thankful that this is the word that I cut my teeth on. But that doesn't get me any further ahead than you, if you didn't. But sometimes, brothers and sisters, when we have come from different places, when we were raised certain ways, and I can testify of it because I have many family members on different sides of the family that believe this and believe that and all of these different things. And I always want to seek peace with all men as much as lies within me. But by God's grace, I will not compromise his word. No. That's my, by God's grace, and I'll mean it this way. That's my husband you're talking about. That's my Lord and Savior. You ladies know what I'm talking about that really love your husbands. You get a little excited somebody starting to disparage your man. Well, when we're talking the I am, behold the Lamb, we went to a whole different galaxy, a whole different universe. And I'm so thankful to the Lord that, you know, brothers and sisters, when we come together with different ones, let our fellowship be in the gospel of Christ. Let it be in that. If people don't want to come that way eventually, it's in love. Just separate yourself from it. Understand what liberties you may have. But by God's grace, let's not enter into things that are going to be contrary to edification in my life and in the different brothers and sisters' lives. And I understand that very well. There's certain brothers and sisters that I love very much that I'm telling you, the fellowship is limited. It can only go so far. And then there's contention oftentimes. I'm not here to argue the word of God. I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste your time. And most importantly, I don't want to waste God's time. If we have a willing heart to go search the scriptures to see if these things are so, let's go for it. I love that. God will enlighten it more and more. He'll build that truth and love up in our lives, and that line upon line will just be strengthened and strengthened. But don't go wasting your time. We read last week about even encouraged with Paul. He didn't preach the word of God in every city. When the Lord told him to pass by certain towns and cities, he passed on by. We are not in the kingdom age. And we need to get over that. Praise God. Overcome that false doctrine that's out there right now. Because it will stumble you. And again, that doctrine is not the doctrine of all good things. That's the doctrine of error. That's the doctrine of a little leaven that will leaven the whole lump. Brothers and sisters, that way is narrow. That gate is straight. I appreciate, and there's been a few brethren now about the connected dots. Well, it's a narrow connection of dots. It's a narrow way. It's not over here and over there and over there. It's straight. And it's grace all the way. And I'm grateful to God that we're rejoicing in this, brothers and sisters. But you see, the thing is that we need to grow up into Christ in all things. And one of the evidences of growing up in Christ, brothers and sisters, is we're not children anymore. We don't behave like children anymore. Yes, there'll be times that we whine and need to be, as one of the brothers said, kind of smacked upside the head. God allows those things to happen because he loves us and he chastens whom he loves. But, you know, brethren, children are swayed with emotion. Children are swayed with feelings. Children are swayed with entertainment. And I have seen a lot of Christians who should know better give their attendance and give their time and give their tithes to heir upon heir upon heir because of this feely thing and that feely thing. And you try to rationalize it in your mind because you're saying, well, it's how I rejoice in however Christ is preached. That has nothing to do with however Christ is preached. I rejoice in however Christ is preached. I therein do rejoice. I am thankful for that. But I go back to the Word of God, and where my support lies is in all good things. I become unruly when I start to play with other things. It's the truth. It might be because I don't like the pastor. I don't like the one teaching me. I don't like to go to that church. The music just isn't right. I'm going to let my kids pick where we go. I want them to have a good time. Like I've told you many times, if you want to have a good time, go buy a good ticket. Get yourself down to the arena over here or whatever it is and go listen to whatever entertainment you want to listen to. But when we're talking about the Word of God and the things that are forever, you better go get all the counsel of God. Or you've wasted it. And it is that intense. And it's not because of me, it's because of the Word of God. This is the most passionate love letter you will ever read. It is. It's just what it is. It's not that we need to turn and twist it. Read it. By my Spirit, saith the Lord. This is the one that is after those that will come in to the keeper of the women and train them up. Who never had a clue or an idea, how am I going to be presented to the king? Listen, honey, not only are we going to present you to the king, you're going to steal his heart. You're going to ravish him with one glance of your eye if you'll listen to everything I'm going to tell you. Because I'm not after you just going on in there with all them daughters. There's many that have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. And here's how you excel them all. Brothers and sisters, I understand that knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. Love this word. By God's grace, pray that, Lord, let me love and have a passion for your word. That it's dear to my life. And tomorrow that it's more dear to my life. Praise his name. But this is about reaping. Huh? This is about your inheritance. This is about the glory to be revealed in you. And by his grace, I pray that we would want to preach the doctrine of a full joy finish. Not just, man, I got through. I'm talking about a full joy. I don't want to hit the line and collapse. I want to hit the line and embrace. The doctrine, brothers and sisters, of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I don't want to preach a near miss. I don't want to preach a counterfeit. Because woe is us if we preach not the gospel of Christ. And praise be to God, here it is. Brothers and sisters, this doctrine is our most prized possession. It's not only our life's blood, the blood that is poured upon our lives by his precious death. But by grace, that blood caused it to be our life's passion. Truly. That we would completely give over to it. Are we really the ones that are ravished with him? Praise God. This is the message to the ones that will receive, that have the ravished heart. And I'm thankful to God for that. We heard many times our sweet pastor say over the years, you want corn? You plant corn. You want beans? You plant beans. But you sow tares and weeds and things, that's exactly what you're going to get. Brothers and sisters, feed on grace. See, that's what the problem with these ones were. They didn't settle in the things that God so sweetly had given them. And see, God's always faithful. As Brother Paul said, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Who hath bewitched you, O ye foolish Galatians? Let's quit being unruly. Let's just stay with the stuff. See, if we'll endure, praise God. Let me tell you something. Good soldiers endure, and they endure the hardness. And there's a lot of things that's coming at us, brothers and sisters. But oh, the abundance of truth and love that will abound in us if we'll just feed on grace. And if we'll just feed on grace, we'll grow up into all the fullness of God. We will be filled with that. Filled so much that we'll even fit the wedding garment. Hallelujah. But you see, brothers and sisters, these Galatians, they became sickly. They did. They started off running well. Paul was shocked. Brothers, sisters, what are you doing? My goodness, ye did run well. But now you're bewitched. You're stunted in growth because of error in doctrine. Isn't that something? He didn't point out, well, it's because you're doing this, or you're over here and, man, you can't be listening to that kind of music. And you know what? You can't be doing this over here and you're not in the right occupation. No, it was because of the truth. It was because of the Word of God. And it's so important, brothers and sisters. We try to micromanage the events that are happening in our life, or our works in a sense. Let me tell you something. Grow grace. Grow grace, so grace, let grace grow, and it will manifest in the most beautiful working there will ever be. Because as we read a couple weeks ago, it's the fruit of the Spirit. That's what comes forth in grace. But see, by grace, we receive this full counsel of God doctrine. And I do believe that we know this well, brothers and sisters. And I do believe that God has caused us to be a place that, you know what, we do trust the Father. We have learned. Because we've been preached the word, and because of prayer, and because of believing, and because of grace that causes us to believe, we believe that God takes care of us and takes care of our meeting. All of the ongoings in this meeting, I trust Him for. All of the needs of this meeting, I trust Him for. I'm so thankful that we come together under the hand of God, and we have learned to ask the Father. And not the people. And oh, what increase He brings. And I'm so thankful for that. But brothers and sisters, I would be robbing you tonight if I did not warn you of the detriment of emotional giving. And I'm talking about of your time, of your attendance, of your monies, giving to ministries that preach error, that do not preach all good things. Brother Copley states this. He says, supporting carnal institutions may not reap damnation, but you best know it supports the corrupting, it defiles, and it disintegrates the church instead of feeding and building up the church. A lot of folks don't like to hear that, but it's the truth. And I'm here to preach you the truth in love. I pray that the Holy Spirit is allowing this to be received in love. We're not hitting you up for a thing. I just am praying to the Lord that the word of His grace be built up in your life. That we grow up to be the mature sons of God. That we may think in our minds, well, this might be a good thing and this might be a good thing. Let me tell you something. We're after the very perfect will of God. Aren't we running for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus? Think about this, brothers and sisters. I'll tell you, I'll have to maybe post a few things that Brother Copley even said. And man, you'll say, brother, you were a little soft on this one. I pray I'm not soft on any of it. But I do want you to be encouraged that there's an evidence in the passion for the truth. And there's a follow through in our whole lives. And that's why I'm here tonight. I've heard this preached many times, and I'm so thankful to the Lord that I have. And I have heard it preached more often than not, especially with supporting in our incomes and things of that nature. But I'm here to emphasize so much, as much if not the more, in your faithfulness to attendance. Not to fill a pew, I hope you understand that. But as the word says, the much the more. That, Lord, help me to have a heart that desires to gather with the people of God. that really I look in the mirror and say, what's wrong with me? I just want to go to church again. Am I that needy? I find myself crying all the time. I want to go see brother and sister so-and-so and just tell them I love them. That's awesome. That's the transformation that's happening. I pray you. You know, I have to leave that to the Spirit, don't I? Because it's God that gives the increase. Praise His name. But brothers and sisters, may we rejoice in this grace and glory doctrine. And we have a guarantee here. And that's what's so precious. You sow to the Spirit, and it says here that we reap life everlasting. Life everlasting. See, and this literally means obtaining more and more of Christ in me, the hope of glory. It's growing up. Thanks be to God that this is how it happens. It's not by me doing this or doing that. It's sowing grace, the word of His grace in my life. That's what was becoming deficient in the Galatians, is they got away from the grace of God. They got away from the word of His grace. They had those ones coming in there, the law keepers, and saying, oh no, this is how you live holy. This is what you have to do. These are the rules to be growing up in Christ. No, we're going to read later on, matter of fact, as we get in here in the 16th verse, and as many as walk according to this rule, grace. The rule that we have is grace, brothers and sisters, and it'll say there, peace be on them. How wonderful. Are you in perfect peace? I pray you are. You should be. The peace that passes all understanding. Thanking God moment by moment. Lord, your grace is so awesome. What a keeper. What an encourager. What an all-powerful fountain. It's awesome. Hallelujah. Now, brothers and sisters, we rejoice in life everlasting. It's reaping this life everlasting, this grace doctrine, that causes us to live a life that's truly quickened together with Him. See, we already got everlasting life. Amen? Got that the moment I said, Lord, I believe. Everlasting life. Bang. But we're talking about life everlasting. And the question is, how much of the abundance of life everlasting do you want? I don't know about you, but Spirit's in me saying, I want it all. I want it all. I want more. Praise the Lord. I want to have a heart like Daniel. My heart hurts for him sometimes when I read because I think, what a sweet brother. One of the sweetest ones I ever read about. And he wanted to see more, but God had to shut it up and said, honey, you're going to be satisfied with this. And yet now we live in the age of the better thing. God help us to have that heart. And David, I pant after you, Lord. I just can't get enough. Even though I'll never thirst again, let me just keep having some more. Praise His name. But see, brothers and sisters, this is what it is. How much of the abundance, how much do we want to share in the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness towards us throughout eternity? How much of the filled with all of the fullness of God life do we want to live? Man, I'm thankful to where He's brought me, but I know I haven't seen anything yet. And I mean that. I'm so thankful to Jesus, Lord, the boldness that my life is continuing to transform in from the man I was to the man I am to, Lord, the man I look in this Word of God that I hope to be. As Brother Paul said, I glory in that man. And I know He sees that for me. And praise God, it does take my breath away. That, Lord, I don't know in a lot of ways. I can't even understand or comprehend that. But praise the Lord, I can believe it. I'm thankful to Jesus how he brings this. But brothers and sisters, he says, don't grow weary. Don't grow weary, oh no, in well-doing. And what is the well-doing? Grace. Don't grow weary in grace. Be satisfied with grace. Isn't that a crazy thing to say? Be satisfied with grace? I mean, really think about it. Oh, I'm not satisfied with grace. I got to work. See, that's what it is. That's all of us. Well, I'm not satisfied with just being kept completely perfect and he's got me. I got to do something. Knock the crazy talk off. I always appreciated when he was telling, Brother Hill was telling his son about the free shoes. I always remember him telling about that man. He said, this guy gave him these shoes. And he says, well, here they are. He says, well, how much are they? And he said, no, they're yours. They're yours. I'm going to give them to you. No, really, come on. How much are they? They're free. They don't cost you anything. They're yours. It's yours. And some people just never get it. And this is the only true thing that really is free. Because this world will never give you anything free. And don't think, it's got great cost in it. But more and more grace, brothers and sisters, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Stay in it, stay with it, sit at the precious feet. And what does the Word of God promise us? And in due time I will exalt you. Not that we're wanting to be exalted, but he's going to let us know that. Honey, whatever you ask up to half the kingdom, I'm going to exalt you. I want you to really understand that you know what, it's not worthy, the things that you're going through, these testings, it's not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in you. It doth not appear what we shall be, but we know this, that when we see him, we're going to be like him. So endure the hardness as good soldiers, because I think we've heard it in this meeting for quite some time. Payday, someday. Praise his name. Let's finish off with verse 10 again. And as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. And brothers and sisters, we do have such opportunity. Such opportunity to stand and withstand, and having done all, to stand. Such opportunity to live by faith, to fight the good fight. Such opportunity to be vessels speaking truth and love, doing good to all men. Amen. If it just said all men, I think most people would say, well, that's fine, I really like that. But wait a second, he says, especially. Uh-oh. That's the hard part now. You're talking about that one that I'm knit together with, compacted, tightly fit. That one that shouldn't act that way because he's a son of God. I can't look at him, but he's a son of God. God help us. Especially to the household of faith. See, there's an emphasis here, isn't there? There's no getting around this. Our fellowship, brothers and sisters, and our ministry is to the household of faith. And that translates like precious faith. Okay? The ones that we go back to from the very beginning of what we read tonight that rejoice in the all good things doctrine. You lift your head up. We sure can get mad at one another. Now I kind of see the diamonds cutting diamonds a little bit there, but God help us to be ones that truly want to restore. But as we close, this is chiefly to whom our ministry is. And I thank Jesus, brothers and sisters, with you, that our eyes have been enlightened to see the church age. Aren't you thankful? Praise God. You know what I'm saying? That we live in the church age. The age where the goodly pearl is going to come out. The age of the Father is seeking those that worship him in spirit and in truth. Also known as the true worshiper. Praise be to God. But yet most, brothers and sisters, have just passed by. They've passed by the best part. It's like the Martha running around. Oh, we got to get this done. We got to entertain. We've got so many people. We got things to do. Mary, what are you doing? You lazy. You're a kooky. Get up. You're just going to go sit down there at a prayer meeting? We could be at a kitchen doing this. We could be serving this over here. You mean all you want to do is go to that Bible study and we've got a group here going down such and such to build houses for people? You know what I'm talking about, everyone. I'm preaching you the word of His grace. I want you to win His best, and I sure do too. There's no other way. There's no other way. There's a lot of ways to miss it. There's a lot of good feeling stuff you can get caught into. But I want to walk all the way through the land. How about you? Most have passed by the best part. And most are living in air. And most are living in a kingdom age that hasn't come yet. The Lord of all. That's where we read that back in Galatians 4:1. Do you know that every child of God is a Lord of all? They're little lords of all. Every bit of potential. Can you imagine that? You know that. Because it's the same life. You didn't get a better life than four pews over and in the back row or in the front. It's the same life. Aren't we thankful? We're one in Christ. That's why we do get along. Not just get along, that's why we love. But think about that. Every child of God, Galatians 4:1 is speaking of them. But the problem is most will never be more than acting as a servant in the kingdom because they choose to remain a child. And that's the truth. Tend to the bridal body, brothers and sisters. Tend to the bridal doctrine. You want to please God? Faith. The most holy faith. Yea, the deep things of God by my Spirit. And someday, and I believe very soon, He will make known to all that He has loved thee. And I can't say any more than that. Praise His name. Let's stand and be dismissed.